Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to carve out a dark, old-school-inspired drum and bass edit in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it with an automation-first mindset. That means we're not just laying down a loop and hoping the arrangement feels exciting later. We're designing the energy from the start. We'll build tension with filter movement, drum mutes, bass teases, short effects throws, little tape stop style moments, and some gritty transitions that feel like they came off an old jungle dubplate, but still sit clean in a modern mix. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton a bit. The goal here is not just to make something that loops well. The goal is to make something that moves like a proper edit, with clear sections, contrast, and impact. First, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. That's a great zone for old-school drum and bass, and if you lean a little more jungle, 172 or 174 can feel especially alive. Set the project to 4/4 and turn on a loop for a 16-bar section so we've got a clean canvas to work on. Now create your basic track groups early. I like to keep this simple. Drums, bass, effects, atmos, and maybe a reference or marker track if you like to label sections. Grouping early helps a lot once automation starts stacking up, because you want movement to stay organized, not turn into chaos. Let's start with the drums, because in this style the drums are doing a lot of the emotional heavy lifting. Instead of a straight 4-on-the-floor loop, build this around a breakbeat feel. Load up a drum rack and put in a kick, a snare or clap, closed hats, open hats, a few percussion hits, and at least one break slice. Think amen, think old school break, think chopped up energy. This is the backbone of the track. On the drum group, add some simple processing right away. Use EQA to clean up the bottom and take out any muddy low mids. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clear the useless rumble, and if the break feels cloudy, make a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%, and use the crunch tastefully. If the kick needs more weight, you can use the boom control, but don't overcook it. Old school D-N-B wants grit, not mush. After that, add saturator with soft clip turned on, and just a touch of drive. We're talking about adding character, not flattening the whole drum bus. Then finish the drum chain with glue compressor if needed. Keep it subtle, a couple dB of gain reduction at most. We want the groove to breathe. Now, the key thing here is to think in sections, not just loops. For the first 4 bars, keep the drums filtered and a little restrained. Then bring in more snare accents and hats in bars 5 to 8. Open it up further from bars 9 to 12, and then use bars 13 to 16 as your transition and fill zone. And here's a really important D&B detail. Don't quantize everything perfectly rigid unless that's the exact vibe you want. A tiny bit of swing or human looseness can make the break feel much more alive, especially in a jungle-inspired edit. Now let's build the bass. You want 2 main bass layers at minimum. A clean sub and a more characterful mid-bass or reese. For the sub, keep it simple and solid. Operator is perfect for this. Use a sine wave, make it mono, and keep the envelope clean. If it's a pulsed bass, use a short decay. If it's more of a held sub, keep the sustain full and the release short to medium. Then on the sub channel, use utility to mono the signal fully. And if you need a little extra presence on smaller speakers, add the tiniest bit of saturation, just enough to create harmonics. The sub should still feel clean and controlled. For the mid-bass, go for a restyle sound. Wave-eatable, analog or even operator can do this well. 2 detuned saws, a low-pass filter, some movement, and maybe a touch of chorus or phase animation if it helps. The important thing is that the mid-bass carries the character, while the sub carries the weight. On the mid-bass chain, use auto-filter with a low-pass setting, and map the cutoff so you can automate it later. Add saturator for harmonic weight, overdrive if you want it a bit nastier, and EQA to clean up junk in the extreme low end and tame any harshness in the upper mids. Keep an eye on width too. If the sound gets too wide in the wrong place, narrow it back down. In dark D&B, the low end should feel rock solid. Now here's where the automation first workflow really starts to matter. Before you fully arrange everything, think about the energy curve. Ask yourself where the track breathes, where it builds, where it cuts out, and where it slams back in. That's the real structure, not just clips. Energy rails. That's the idea. Start with the intro. Put a filter on the drum group and automate the cutoff so the drums begin filtered, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz. Then gradually open over 4 or 8 bars. That gives you instant tension. It's simple, but it works every time. Layer in some atmosphere too. Vinyl noise, dark pad, rain, room tone, distant metal hits. Whatever fits the vibe. High pass it so it doesn't fight the bass, and give it some reverb if needed so it sits like a shadow behind the groove. If you want, add a reversed cymbal or reversed crash leading into the first phrase. That little gesture makes the transition feel intentional and musical. Now tease the bass instead of bringing it in all at once. A classic old-school move is to let the bass appear in short statements. One hit here, silence there. Two hits later, then a longer note. Let the listener hear enough to want more, but not enough to feel settled. Use automation on the bass filter to open slightly across the phrase. Maybe add a little more drive on the last hit before the break. You can also automate reverb or delay sends on just one or two hits. That kind of throw creates space without washing out the groove. And this is a great place to use clip envelopes for small detail. Clip level automation is perfect for little bass phrasing changes, note by note filter motion, or velocity tweaks. If you want broader movement across the song, use arrangement automation. Think of clip automation as close-up detail, and arrangement automation as the big dramatic sweep. Now for the breakdown. This is where the track needs real contrast. Strip the drums back. Leave a kick, a hat, maybe a few atmospheric hits. Close the bass filter down. Add one last echo throw or reverb tail. Then hit the listener with a pause. Even a half bar of near silence can make the next drop feel massive. This is one of the biggest secrets in old school D&B. Silence is a weapon. If everything is always moving, nothing feels special. But if you cut the energy for a moment, the drop has room to hit. You can create a fake pause with track mute automation or by dropping the utility gain on the drum group. Then let a reverse tail or noise texture pull you back into the groove. That little moment of absence creates huge payoff. Now bring in the main drop. This is where the full drum loop, sub, mid bass, and a couple of accent FX come together. But don't just let it sit there. The arrangement should still evolve every two or four bars. Add a drum fill, a chopped amen moment, a snare roll, a reversed hat pickup, or a bass variation. Keep the listener moving from phrase to phrase. Automation here should be musical, not random. Open the bass filter slightly more every few bars. Throw reverb or delay only on fill hits. Add a tiny burst of distortion to a bass note here and there. Use utility gain for quick punch-ins or dropouts. It's these little changes that make the edit feel like a performance. If you want a more aggressive transition, beat repeat is great, but use it carefully. Set it for a stutter before a drop. Maybe on a half bar or one bar interval with a short grid, and keep the chance low so it feels intentional. You're adding tension, not making a glitch exercise. Now let's talk about variation. In an old school D&B edit, the final section should feel like a second wave, not just a repeat. Maybe the drums get a little rougher. Maybe the bass gets wider or dirtier. Maybe the filter opens more aggressively. Maybe you remove one key layer for a bar, then bring it back harder. That kind of micro drop inside the drop is incredibly effective. Also, try alternating the drum personality every 8 bars. Keep the same core break, but change its character. One pass can feel dry and punchy. The next can feel roomier and looser. Another can be more chopped and syncopated. That's how you keep a breakbeat edit evolving, without constantly replacing the main idea. A really good arrangement rule is this. Every 8 bars, change something. Remove a layer, open a filter, add a fill, mute a hit, or throw in a reverse crash. Even a small change keeps the listener engaged. Mixing while you automate is important too. Automation-heavy tracks can get messy fast if you're not checking balance as you go. Keep the sub-mono. Make sure the mid-bass isn't fighting the drums. Use sidechain compression if the kick and bass are stepping on each other. A subtle sidechain can create just enough movement to help the groove breathe without becoming obvious pumping. On the master, keep it light while producing. Maybe just utility, maybe a very gentle glue compressor if you need it, and a limiter only for safety. Don't chase loudness too early. You want to hear the arrangement, not just the volume. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't automate everything all the time. If every snare has a throw, every bass note has distortion, and every bar has a transition effect, nothing stands out anymore. Leave some hits raw. That contrast makes the edited moments hit much harder. Also, don't over-filter the intro so much that the drums lose all punch. You still need enough transient energy for the drop to feel like a release. And be careful with too much reverb on bass. Use reverb on selected hits, not the full bass line, unless you're deliberately going for a washed-out effect. For darker, heavier D&B, Keep the bass mostly mono and focus on harmonics for weight, saturator, overdrive, and even a light touch of redux can add grit without simply making things louder. And if you want that classic old-school edge, microcuts and the drums go a long way. A few 1/16 slices, a short pause before a snare, a chopped fill right before the drop, that's the kind of detail that gives the edit personality. Here's a strong practice goal. Build a 16-bar old-school D-Den bead edit using only stock Ableton devices. Use one drum break track, one sub-bass, one mid-bass, one FX return, and one atmosphere layer. Make bars 1-4 a filtered intro, bars 5-8 a bass tease, bars 9 and 10 a breakdown with a pause, and bars 11-16 a full drop with one variation. Automate the drum filter, the bass filter, one reverb throw, one echo throw, and one mute or dropout. If you want to push it further, add a reversed crash, a beat repeat stutter, or a snare reverb send on the last hit of every four bars.